This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
What are you drinking?
Are you reading?
I was gonna.
Okay.
I was gonna, and then you stop me.
Come on!
Okay, I'm gonna read now, okay?
Are you about to read? Are you about to read?
Yes, I'm about to read.
Damn it!
Like, I'm about to. About now, though.
I didn't miss you!
Are you about to read?
Yes! I'm ready to read, guys. Okay, I'm about to read. Okay? I'm gonna read now.
Bitch!
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
Hours of overtime today?
Just three, Dave? You could do more than that.
Yeah, actually, Dave, I really don't feel like you're trying hard enough.
Actually, no, I'm not allowed to do more than three a day.
Didn't you say you got yelled at for working on a Sunday?
I did, actually. Apparently, you're not supposed to work on a Sunday because in Georgia, that counts as double time if you're over 40 hours.
Double time, not time and a half?
No, not time and a half, double time. I guess Jesus finally has a perk.
This is Friday Night Fanfiction. Jesus has a perk. I'm tempted to put that down as a possible episode title for tonight. I said possible. Why do you always have to be such a negative Nancy, Logs?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Name is Logan, not Nancy.
Why you gotta be such a negative Logan, Nancy?
That would be a loquacious Logan.
Loquacious.
Whatever.
Joining me tonight, as usual, are David and Logan and Val. Hi, Val.
Hello.
Usual. It's been kind of here and there for this season.
Oh, right. When you were having those robotic prosthetic enhancements installed.
At work. To help me perform better at making crepes.
Be better a rocket moose. And joining us tonight are currently Eric. Do we just want to call you Funk?
Sure.
He's got the funk.
Oh, yeah, he really likes that name.
That funk.
Yeah, you sound so enthralled by this. Anyways, and then later will be Beth, or Beth, or however her name is. Yes, that.
I don't think she is.
And tonight's story is going to be Carl's Frickin' Ninja Adventure Redux by Joe Kidd. It's apparently a Redux. And it says it's in progress, but the last time it was updated was in 2009. So,
that was the last time the Lord of the Rings series updated.
I'm just saying that at this point, I'm going to call the fic dead.
It's not true, Dave.
Look, The Hobbit takes place in a different universe.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Hugo Weaving is old.
Who?
Hugo Weaving.
We're doing things a little bit differently tonight. We are going to have assigned people doing parts. I've actually spent a good amount of time dividing this into screenplay style, just like we were doing a table read for a prospective script.
Oh boy, I can't wait to get the part of...
Yeah, I don't think we're professional actors.
Says you, I've been in a movie.
I've been in four movies.
Wasn't it your music that was in those movies?
Shut up! I am my music.
Yeah, but your music wasn't you acting. It was you fiddling or noodling on a guitar.
Moving
wasn't
on.
You acting either. You were just a voice.
A voice actor right there in the title. Bam.
Introducing your Friday Night Fanfiction players. Tonight, the parts of Carl and Sasuke will be played by Steve-O. Shake, Meatwad, and Mizuki will be played by David. Frylock,
Mizuki.
Sasuke.
Sasuke? Sasuke.
Can I trade you Shake for Sasuke?
That's fine. You want to trade Shake for Sasuke?
Cool. Because I can do Sasuke's voice pretty well, too.
I don't know what Sasuke's voice is.
It's flat line, basically.
Do not emote.
Okay. Yeah, it's my emo voice.
Alright, fine.
Just like how Edward was in
I'm a ninja now.
Yeah. Just like how Edward was in the Sonic fic.
Works for me. Okay, fine. Revising. Tonight, Steve-O will be playing Carl and Shake. Suzuki and Meatwad and Mizuki will be played by David. Frylock, Boxy Brown, and Sarutobi will be played by Logan. Naruto!
I can't believe you're wasting Boxy Brown on Logan.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm Dave! I have to fucking complain about everything!
Oh, I'm Logan. I complain about everybody else complaining.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, Naruto, Woman, and Kotetsu will be played by Beth. Izumo, Teuchi, and Iruka will be played by Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey. I like how the cast of Naruto is far outnumbered by the cast of Aqua Teen Hunger Force in this. I mean, really, there's just so many parts from the Aqua Teen squad.
Yeah, but there's so many parts from the Naruto squad, too. I'd say it's about even.
I feel like you forgot how to do math.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get into the thoughts of Sasuke, so it's really difficult, man. He's such a complex and interesting character.
I love the mummy.
What are you talking about?
Okay, narrator is done by Val. Maybe we should get started.
Okay.
Maybe. Think that might be a good idea?
Chapter 1. Oh, yeah.
That's... Carl said sensually.
You missed a few spots, dude.
No.
Yeah, you forgot the summary.
Do you really want me to read what the different distinctions are? Fine!
This is how we read
fanfiction. Character speech. Character thought. Boxy right. Brown's demon inner Sakura speech. Demon inner Sakura thought.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Chapter 1.
Oh, yeah.
Carl said sensually. His eyes never leaving the porno magazine he held oh so dearly.
Oh yeah, baby, take it off.
His hand slowly crept down as he grasped his blue sweatpants. A loud knock was heard.
You can say knock, knock, knock.
I got this. Hold on, ready?
Thank you.
Hey, Carl, what's up, buddy? Open the door. Damn it, it's the freaking cup again. Piss off, you freak, I'm busy.
This didn't seem to faze Shake as he just continued knocking.
But it's really important! Something's happened! Damn it.
It sounds... Okay, never mind.
That's what it was supposed to sound like.
Mm-hmm. Carl whispered to himself, tossing his beloved pornography aside, he made his way to the door.
Hey, Carl, what took you?
Shake inquired.
Frickin' dumbass.
Carl thought.
Just tell me what the hell is so important to take me away from Miss November!
Carl snapped. Shake led him to his car, or at least what remained of his car. Roaring was an understatement. It was completely fucked up. He couldn't even make out the graphics.
What the hell did you do?!
Carl screamed at Shake. Do I really need to say that? And I'm like, this is pretty fucking obvious.
Yes, you do need to say that.
Carl screamed at Shake.
Look, calm down. I'm confused too. Let's figure out who did this together, remember? I'm a detective!
Carl didn't look any happier. In fact, he looked even more pissed.
First of all, you haven't done any detective work for 7 frickin' years. And second of all, I wouldn't work with you if you were the last whatever the hell you are on Earth!
Carl abruptly left and slammed the door behind him before having a heart attack.
Jeez, what's got him in such a bad mood?
Shake asked to himself.
Damn frickin' cup!
Carl muttered.
Why the hell does all this shit happen to me?
Wife-beater clad man grumbled and went to pick up his porno magazine.
What the hell is that light?
From a magazine? What?
Just keep reading.
I don't want to. A light, so bright, was shining outside of his window.
What the hell is that?
Carl opened his window, a decision he would very soon regret.
Wait, what?
That was all he managed to say as he was sucked into the seemingly never-ending vortex of light. Konohagakure no Sato. Some Japanese name, whatever. It was a lovely fall morn. Huh?
Leaf Village.
Oh. It was a lovely fall morn. Another peaceful day at Konoha. Uzumaki Naruto, a young academy student, was busily making work of his beloved miso ramen. Donned in his usual orange and blue jumpsuit, his sun-kissed hair shining in the sunlight.
Alright, Beth's not here. Who wants to do Naruto?
I got it.
Fine.
We'll give
two more bulls! Oh, Yaji!
I'm coming. Right up.
I'm coming! The elderly ramen cook and his daughter busily started making ramen for the number one customer.
There you go.
Without a word said, Naruto dug into his ramen, not even leaving a moment to swallow, just inhaling it like there was no tomorrow.
Bang!
Both bowls fell over and broke. Oh no. Total silence. What?
Just the, oh no!
Oh no! Total silence overcame the small ramen booth. Naruto sat most motionlessly. God damn it! I can't English tonight!
You can totally-
Why are you giving me- I can't! I can't continue like this! Motionlessly staring at the spot where his beloved ramen fell. Balling his fists in anger, the young- whatever this word is, snap.
Jin-chiriki!
Jin-fuckery! I'm calling it Jin-fuckery.
Ah! What the fuck just happened?!
I didn't need those eardrums anyway!
That sounded like what's his face that was in Home Alone also the
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
No, the Asian dude.
There was no Asian dude.
There was no Asian dude in Home Alone.
There are literally zero Asian people in Home Alone.
Was there anybody that was even black or any other race?
Yeah, I mean,
well, maybe. When they said White Christmas, they weren't kidding.
Maybe you see one in the airport or something.
Oh, no, I'm alone. I'm mixing it up with, what the fuck is his name? Whatever! His scream could be heard all over the village. Hastily making his way to the source of the noise, Naruto was angry pissed.
Angry pissed! Not just
yes,
angry
not just,
or pissed!
They don't really work well together, but okay.
Oh, no, whoever I've pissed angry before.
Gross.
No. Wait, Steve, you were there?
No, yeah, gross. Keep going.
It got all over him.
Go.
Oh, man. Whoever interrupted his ramen binge deserved a royal ass kicking delivered by the one and only Naruto.
Uzumaki, which means spiral.
Fuck that word. No, it's just Naruto, okay?
Okay.
When he finally arrived, what he saw shocked him. Standing there was a bald, hairy, overweight, and extremely angry man. Placing his hands on his hips, Carl was not pleased.
Where the hell am I?
Not! Carl screamed, duh. Anger getting the best of him, which was a pretty damn common thing for Carl to do. He then set his eyes on Naruto.
Now who the hell are you?
Naruto was taken aback by the question at first, but then suddenly exclaimed,
Uzumaki Naruto, future Hokage, gotta be out!
That hurts!
Alright, real quick, it's pronounced Databayo. But
Data
I like
bio.
It very, so it's good.
No, I prefer the other one. Data Biao. Yep.
Data Biao!
Data Biao!
Sounds like somebody imitating an electric guitar.
Or meow.
That's how I'm gonna do it from now on. It'll be electric guitar noise.
Alright.
Yes. A raised eyebrow was his first response. Steve-o.
Sorry, I was stuck looking at this amazing Rule 34 of Naruto.
They're children.
Shut up. Hokage! What the shit are you talking about?
The Hokage is the best ninja in the village. He makes all the decisions in the village, and he demands all the
Call cut him off mid-rant. Author's note. I don't even know if that's a real phrase.
D.
Laughing face sideways. XD.
Yeah, XD. Ninja, XD. Listen, kid. I don't know who what the hell you're babbling about, but can you just tell me where the hell I am?
Naruto sheepishly scratched the back of his head and chuckled nervously.
Oh, sorry about that. You're in Konohagakure no Sato.
Kono what? Listen, kid. Just tell me how to get back to frickin' Jersey.
Jersey? What's a Jersey?
It's this thing you wear on your body.
Call Rogers Brown frustration.
Oh, damn it. Jersey! No frickin' Jersey! It's a state!
Naruto just looked even more confused.
In the US, you know? America? Land of the Eagle?
Bacock.
Yes, land of my bacock.
Just scratched his head in awkward silence.
Oh, frickin' dumbasses everywhere I come, surrounded by a bunch of frickin' dumbasses.
Sighing in frustration, Carl got into his thinking pose. He would have to contemplate his next move very carefully. He didn't want to do anything stupid, lest he gets killed, mutilated, or skinned by talking trees again.
Oh god, not that again. Maybe the dumbass can help me out of here. He sure as hell don't look dangerous. Okay, just take me to your leader, or whatever.
The Sendaime was not a happy man, stuck in a gruesome battle of life and death between Akage's worst enemy, paperwork. Every brain cell the old Sendaime possessed was desperately screaming. And that was just a single sentence in middle sense. And it's not even finished!
Kill me.
Naruto furrowed his brow in frustration.
Why the hell did I take this job?
Taking out a kunai, he slowly inched the blade closer to his heart.
Well, here goes nothing.
No, that's really morbid.
Just as the kunai made contact with his skin, the door barged open.
Gigi!
We're back to the guitar now. So Rutabi fell off his chair in surprise. This is, as in the verb, kunai sliding away to the other side of the room.
Yeah. Naruto, you almost gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, whatever. This guy wants to talk to you.
Naruto pointed to Carl, whose hands were suspiciously close to Naruto's neck. Spending 20 minutes alone with Naruto was almost torture, especially if you were called Bruta whatever.
Deluski? Deluski?
Bertana Nanaluski.
There's D. Deluski.
Yeah, you missed a D, bro.
You missed a D. How could you miss
Bertana
a D?
Nana. Nada.
Okay, Hokum! Whatever the hell you are, where the frick am I?
Tsurubi was taken back, and not aback, apparently, by his abruptness, but complied nonetheless.
Well, you're in Konohagakure no Sado, a ninja village located in Hinokuni.
Really?
It's odd you don't know this. Have you experienced memory loss of some kind?
And the best thing is, in editing, nobody will notice.
I'll notice.
Shut up.
It won't be pure FNF.
Quick, David, do a dance.
Okay. I'm totally doing a dance.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yes! Cool.
It should have
We're not starting over.
We're not starting over.
We've gotten too far into the story to start over. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, we are way
too far. You could do it like Sonic and the Search for Love. You just restart it every, like, three chapters.
No.
Too soon?
Yes, too soon.
Sounds like there's a ghost in your
room. Someone is eating your microphone.
That might be me. I was moving it.
Anyway, so your characters are... Who are your characters again? You're Naruto, Woman, and Kotetsu. And I'll... I know, she's so enthralled by the vast range of characters she gets to do.
Yeah, I mean,
she just ran away.
Ugh.
I get to be Woman.
You get to be Woman.
You get to be Woman, Naruto, and some other thing.
Oh,
I asked you if you experienced memory loss.
Hold on a second, I'm gathering myself.
Like, with your hands?
Hush. No, I haven't lost my friggin' memory. I'm from New Jersey, for God's sake. What the hell is Hinokuni?
Well, it's this game that's a shmup for the Dreamcast.
Yuck, yuck.
You are so off. You are so 110% off.
I don't even know what you were going for there, man. Fuck.
Oh, Kami, this is going to be a long day.
To say Carl wasn't pleased what was like seeing Satan was only an Inzi? Not Teensy.
It's like Teensy, but without the T.
Yeah, I see that. Bit evil. It was downright pissed. So basically, he was
not happy.
Was he drunk? Happy?
No, nobody's drunk yet.
Ninja villages, he know whatever the hell it was. This place was almost as fucked up as his old neighborhood. Note, almost. And bold, that's fucked up.
Okay, so what was your name again?
That's not you, that's Logan, because Logan's bad at his show.
Okay,
yeah, you're
so
right.
I can't read names.
So, what was your name again?
It's Carl!
Sarutobi took another puff of his pipe and exhaled deeply. When did he first start taking a puff of his fucking pipe?
Whenever I fucking feel like it. Goddamn, why you gotta censor me and my pipe smoking?
Carl, what a strange name. Carl, where do you hail from?
Scratching his ass, Carl said exasperately.
New Jersey! N-E-W friggin' Jersey!
Jersey, huh?
So Ritobi stood up, looking out the window, a thoughtful expression plastered on his face.
Jersey. I don't believe I've ever heard of such a place.
It's located in America, the land of freedom, turkeys, and friggin' hooters! You know what I'm saying? Yeah!
Raising an eyebrow, inquisitively, Sir Ritobi replied.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
Carl just sighed in defeat.
Okay, Hokage man. I understand now that wherever the hell I am, it's not frickin' Earth, so can you just friggin' show me a place where I could live or something? At least I finally made the move.
Carl said the last part under his breath, too quietly for Sir Ritobi to pick up on.
Very well. Naruto, would you mind letting Carl stay with you?
Really?
Yeah.
Naruto grin.
Green. He green.
Sure thing, Gigi.
Color greened.
He greened. Sure thing, Gigi. You can count on me. Data bio. Yep, we're going with that.
That's fine.
We were earlier. We still are.
Oh God, I have to live with that orange freak. Damn it.
Walking down the busy streets of Konoha, Naruto was busily explaining. Yes, there's.
Got a cold there, Val?
No. Everything he saw to Carl, much to his chagrin. Chagrin? Yeah.
Chagrin.
Chagrin. Chagrin.
Chagrin. Chagrin.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah. Yep.
Chagrin! Chagrin!
So it's basically a Pokemon made out of char-grilled meat.
No, it's smiling. Evolution
Chagrin,
of
the no. char-grilled meat Pokemon.
a smiling piece of burnt and roast beef.
It's the evolution of Chiaotzu. Resisting every urge to kill the blonde ninja, Carl was very much regretting not having his shotgun on him when he got sucked into the, as he dubbed it,
freak hole.
And that, my friend, is the great Ichiraku Ramen. Come on, you should have a taste.
Before he could make a reply, Carl was dragged into the stand, surprised by the strength of the little bastard possessed.
Oi, Oyaji, can I have 3 bowls of miso ramen? Oh, and what do you want?
Carl just looked at him.
What the hell is ramen?
Oh, come on, in the US, there's plenty of ramen, like...
The author's note explains it.
Come on. Not a worldly man.
Author's note. I know ramen exists in the real world, but I doubt Carl's ever had any of the stuff. Naruto scratched his head sheepishly.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're from another world or something. Just have a miso.
What a fucking ADD kid. How can you forget Carl's from a friggin' another universe?
Too busy saving the world from whatever weird stuff goes on in Naruto.
This is true.
Carl was about to detest, but Naruto ordered another miso ramen before the poor bald man could do anything. 5 minutes later...
There you go, Naruto. Who's your friend here?
The elderly ramen cook, Teuchi, inquired, a look of genuine curiosity on his face.
He ain't my friend!
Carl muttered.
Oh, his name's Carl. He's from another world or something. It's kind of complicated, I guess.
I think it's he's from Anther World.
Anther, fuck.
Good old Anthro World.
Good old Anther World.
From Fine. Another world?
Yeah, hesh, like, really different and stuff. I could go eat
Naruto
something.
Naruto said, face full of ramen.
Yeah, go grab something to eat real fast and make it sound more legitimate.
Foot and mouth.
Murph, foot and mouth.
Like, literally, foot and mouth.
Can I eat the microphone?
Yes.
Naruto said, face full of ramen. Carl just hit him across the back of the head.
I'm different! Look who's talking, you damn freak!
Naruto rubbed his head and chuckled nervously after choking on his food, like, for a good 5 minutes.
No offense.
Carl just sighed and decided to eat some of his ramen, or whatever they called it. Hey, it was food. Couldn't be that bad.
Hey, this stuff ain't bad!
Carl started eating more, and before long he was eating at a rate that rivaled Naruto's.
Whoa, this stuff is freaking good!
After finishing his bowl, Carl set his sight upon Ayame, Teuchi's young daughter.
Hey, baby! How about taking my order? In my freaking pants, yeah!
Giggity, giggity.
Thank you for slapping yourself, baby. Next thing calling you, he was on the ground, face full of gravel, and a very sore red cheek.
Hentai! Born.
Oh my goodness. Tucci was struggling to hold his daughter back from unleashing her feminine fury all over Carl.
Ooh. Yeah.
As they say, hell hath no fury over a woman scorned.
That's not what they say!
That is what they say.
No, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, not over!
Over...
No,
over
no,
a woman.
I think it's over.
But scorned as in past tense?
Yep. Naruto just stood there shocked and speechless.
I had no idea Ayame Nii-chan could be so scary.
After a rather painful meal at the ramen stand, Carl was laying on Naruto's couch, an ice pack resting on his cheek.
Oh god, the pain!
Where did he get his ice pack?
They do have ice in other universes.
Is it an ice pack or is it a nice pack?
Oh.
No, not a nice pack. It's an ice pack. Carl didn't understand. He'd be slapped plenty of times and never hurt as freaking much. Were all women in this universe super strong or something?
Oi, yes. Carl. It's getting pretty late. I'm gonna go to bed. I need to get up early to pull off this prank I've been preparing.
A prank?
Yeah, I'm gonna paint all over the Hokage monuments. Won't it be awesome?
Carl just muttered something under his breath that sounded something along the lines of...
Freaking idiot.
Naruto put on his nightcap and bid Carl goodnight.
Yeah, goodnight, jackass.
Carl said, muttering the last part...
Tomorrow's gonna be a long day.
Carl was woken up to a loud...
This is Iruka. This is also Eric.
Iruka!
Springing up from the couch, he decided to check out what the little bastard had gotten himself into now. Running out of the house, he saw Naruto being chased by a bunch of weird guys wearing the strangest clothes he'd ever seen. Even though he was living next to...
Yeah.
Don't
read too much into it.
But, besides the orange jumpsuit that the freak wore, but he had gotten used to that. What really missed Carl was the speed they were going.
What the hell? How are they going so friggin' fast?
Haha, too easy.
Naruto boasted cockily.
Cockily.
Cock.
Is Iruka a female?
No,
or
Iruka
male?
Is a male teacher.
Is a what?
Male teacher.
Male teacher. Okay.
Yes. I wouldn't know.
Alright. Oi, Naruto. Oi, Naruto. Ah.
Could you do it like sort of older, more grizzled, like grizzled ninja?
Oi, Naruto.
That works.
Well, without the choking.
Not like a grizzly bear.
No, he's choking on a cock.
Okay.
A grizzly bear choking on a cock? Wow.
Yeah.
Someone draw it up.
My ultimate kink.
I want that framed on my wall. Please don't anybody send me that.
Naruto jumped into the air in surprise.
What are you doing all of a sudden, Iruka-sensei?
What are you doing in class?
During class. He said choking
on the bear, choking on a cock.
Choking on a winger.
It's cockception.
Chapter 2.
A cock within a cock. Within a cock.
Carl! Carl!
Shake yell while knocking on the door of the abandoned house.
Where the hell is Carl?
Floating packet of fries rose an eyebrow.
Frylock.
It's Frylock.
Oh, God. Again? Right, that's me. He's not answering. Not even telling you to piss off?
Say it deeper.
He's not answering. Not even telling you to piss off?
No, nothing!
Frylock was worried. Carl usually wasn't this isolated.
Who cares? Let's go swimming!
Frylock was more concerned.
Maybe we should go look for him. Did you two detect him?
That is a fuck up.
Accidentally a word.
Yes, I accidentally English. Who the hell cares about Carl? His pool's right there. Come on.
Frylock sighed and begrudgingly agreed.
Hey guys, me and Boxer went a little swimming.
Shake sighed in frustration. How did he not get the point?
Meatwad, remember what I told you. If you swim, the Wolfman will get you.
But me and Boxer really went a little swimming.
Fool, you better listen to him before I cut you.
Must listen to Boxer now.
I'm strong-arming you on this one, Logs.
Whatever, fuck it, I don't care.
Complete silence took over the area until...
What the hell are you talking about?
Fool, don't make him repeat himself.
Shay just groaned.
Listen, meat!
Shake was cut off before he could finish as a huge bright vortex sucked them in. Meanwhile, in Konoha... in parenthesis, most of the dialogue below was taken directly from the anime.
Oh, gosh.
So it's going to be fantastic. A literary masterpiece.
Yes.
A
copy pasta. No?
No, I like literary masterpieces.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody heard it.
A tied-up Naruto was currently being lectured by his rather pissed-off sensei.
Oh, he's tied up.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, Naruto, you failed the last final exam and the one before that. You shouldn't be fooling around like that.
Is he choking on dicks?
I was
going
to say, you sound like the malformed frog prince from that one Treehouse of Horror. Every moment I live is agony.
My boyfriend...
Pretty much.
My boyfriend can strangely pretend to be choking on dicks.
Unusual talent.
Slimy Prince Limey.
That name is a kissing.
Abraca turned into a prince guy?
Alright. Naruto just sneered and looked away. These just prove. Or to irritate Erika even further.
We're going to have to review tests for the Hinge no jutsu. Those who are already passed will have to line up as well.
Cries of disbelief fill the classroom. Oh god, they're in a classroom?
Maybe dial back the death factor about 10%.
Hey.
This isn't that kind of classroom, Eric, alright? There's no swapping in this classroom.
David, you said you wanted to be Sasuke, so that's you.
I know. I'm waiting for everyone to shut up.
No, it's
never gonna happen.
It's Suzuki.
Yeah, his name is Suzuki. Or no, it's Sasuke. Haruno Sakura going Hinge.
Or Hinge.
I'm just gonna say Hinge.
Yep, Hinge. There in the pink ninja's place stood a copy of Iruka. Iruka checked his clipboard and acknowledged the achievement.
That means
he just burped one of the dicks. Shadaro!
Gross!
There, I did it.
You did the thing?
Sakura cheered.
Did you see that, Sasuke-kun?
Oh. Yeah, Sasuke-kun.
Sasuke-sun-kun.
Sasuke-sun-kun.
I only have eyes for man dick.
The young Avenger. What? Avenger? Didn't even pay her any mind and walked up as his name was called. Transforming into Iruka without a word said, Iruka commented in affirmative and called up the one and only Naruto. I'm not saying his fucking full name.
Naruto-kun, do your best!
Watashi wa best desu.
Yep. Were the thoughts of a certain Hyuga Harris cry of?
Henge!
A cry of what? It's just Henge! Chariot!
A cry of Henge!
Henge!
Was heard in this to the beautiful blonde-haired woman in all her naked glory.
Ooh,
the only thing covering your private areas were a few clouds.
Get out of the way, Nimbus!
The poor teacher didn't stand a chance as his... Dragon Ball Zen 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 Zen.
Watashi wa desu.
Alright. The poor teacher didn't stand a chance as he succumbed to a massive nosebleed.
How is that? I call it Oreoke no Jutsu.
You baka! Don't even touch the jutsu!
So, if I'm reading the situation correctly,
yes,
the author, to pad his word count, has just taken a transcription of the show.
Yeah.
Couldn't he just have said, to save yourself some time, watch this episode from this season?
I think it's like one of a few,
probably the first
few episodes. Yeah, it's like,
look, I don't have time to go watching shonen anime. It takes too long.
You watched fucking One Punch Man.
That took 12 episodes. It went
still
somewhere.
It's still a shonen anime.
Look. Fucking One Punch Man does something in 15 seconds what it takes Dragon Ball Z to do in 50 episodes.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. I'm Dave. I love moving goalposts.
What?
I like goalposts.
Yeah, what's wrong with goalposts?
Also, I will have you know that Naruto is not that inefficient. It only took 220 episodes.
It only took literally 2 years for them to have a 5-minute battle.
Yeah, it kind of
seems pretty Dragon Ball Z-esque there.
Dragon Ball Z, 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 Z.
We like One Punch Man.
We do like
One Punch Man. Z, 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 Z.
Val, we're up to you. Right.
Okay. The outskirts of Konoha.
Damn. What the hell was that?
Frylock looked around, checking to see if everyone was alright. Barely Shake. Meanwhile, Boxy Brown and the obliterated remains of Carl's pool. Shake slowly stirred and woke up to a start.
What? Where the hell are we?
His cry woke up Meatwad from a peaceful sleep.
Can I go wait, what happened to Carl's pool?
Okay, look, we didn't do this. We never saw this pool. We don't know Carl, and we were nowhere near it when it was destroyed, okay?
What you talking about, boy? You guys use Carl's pool all the time.
No, we don't.
But you do.
Damn it, Meatwad, if you don't shut up right now, you're gonna find my hand far up your ass.
What's an ass? I'm just kidding, I know what an ass is, boy.
I thought you were made out of meatball was made out of tidbits of ass.
Ground meat filled with cheese whiz. And a wooden brain.
And a wooden brain.
It's okay, Jeffy doesn't really know how to see things. He's not very bright. I'm sure he'll like it.
Making I'll a move before
my magic shirt.
David, let her read.
I'm sorry.
Making a move before it's too late. Frylock made an attempt to calm both of them down.
He mad an attempt.
Well, she was pretty mad there.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, just calm down. Wherever we are, it's not in our neighborhood, and we certainly didn't destroy Carl's pool.
Shake was silent for a moment, having seemingly agreed with Frylock, until a cry of...
It was him! He did it! I'm trying to stop him, but he just kept forcing himself on me!
Shake, what the hell are you talking about?
It was Meatwad! I just couldn't stop him!
What did I do?
Meatwad was confused, which certainly wasn't a hard thing for him.
Shake, listen to me!
Putting emphasis on the last sentence, he continued...
Whoever did that to Carl's pool was not Meatwad. It wasn't any of us.
Shake seemed to begrudgingly accept this put, not without glaring at Meatwad.
Put.
Yeah, put instead of but.
Yes.
Put.
Now.
Put.
Put in the butt.
What's the very last thing you remember?
Val?
Frylock inquired.
Thank you. Swimming.
Well, Shake's intelligent reply.
No, be more specific. What was the last thing that happened right before you blacked out?
Meatwad interrupted.
Me and Boxy remember a bright light.
Otter's note. I know it's supposed to be Boxy and I, but come on, it's Meatwad. He's a retard.
Aww, he's not!
I didn't say that, the author did.
I know, but I'm saying, but he's not author. He's really not.
How's the author making grammatical corrections when he's been fucking it up multiple times in this accident?
Yes, you're right, Meatwad. I remember a bright light, too.
Shake recalled what happened, but still opted for a chance to make Meatwad look like a dumbass, albeit making himself look dumber in the process. Oh,
the next time I read, I am gonna have some fun.
Okay. Shake.
All right, bro. Bad mind, fellas.
Why are you listening to him? He's a ball of meat, for Christ's sake.
Okay, Shake. Then what do you remember?
Sorry.
Well, I was standing there with my 42-inch Johnson.
Tied up to a 10-foot pole, deciding to humor the cop. What was the worst that could happen?
I remember swimming, and then...
A long pause ensued before it continued.
It was him! Wow. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. Logan, please, encore.
Every second of it.
Hey, there's One Punch Man. It looks like you're One Belch Man. Oh!
Val? Nope.
I've been the one belching it up. That means I'm an idiot!
Logan is tailcoat rider.
Alright. Before anyone can make a reply, Shake was running as far away possible from the scene.
Damn it, Shake, come back here.
But his words fell on deaf ears.
Or rather, no ears, because he doesn't have any ears.
And he ran away with them.
Don't point out plot holes, Steve.
Yeah, I was, and you told me to stop, so...
Why do I even live with these idiots again?
The Hokage Monument!
Damn it!
Cleaning the Hokage Monuments was not exactly on the route of plan on spending his afternoon, and certainly not with an irked Iruka. Iruka.
Iruka.
It's a great alliteration.
I was thinking of the game, Ikaruga.
Yeah.
Alright. Irk Iruka, guiding him every step of the way.
All right, going home and see you clean it up good.
Iruka instructed.
What am I cleaning up?
Hokage
Monuments. Not like I care. No one's waiting for me at home anyway.
Huthers know. I know he lives with Carl now, but even someone as dense as Naruto could figure out that Carl didn't really care about him.
Aww.
Oh, really?
That's not nice.
It's really sad.
That is really sad.
Really sad. I feel bad for Naruto. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
It's
no,
you
don't.
Sad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't feel... No. Noticing Naruto's downcast look, Iruka decided to motivate him a bit.
What is it now?
Well, if you clean all that up, I'll treat you to some ramen tonight.
Damn.
Your thumb works very, very well.
Gosh, I'll do my best then.
Okay, where the hell do I go now?
Carl is currently trying to find his way through Konoha, feeling miserably.
Hey, baby, mind telling me where I am?
The woman just stared at the man, disgust-ridden clearly across her face, with a sharpie.
Don't call me baby, or I'll kill you.
Wow.
And suddenly got real heavy.
Yeah.
Slowly backing away in horror, Carl remembered the previous encounter with a certain ramen girl.
What's with all the friggin' chicks here?
His backing away soon turned into full-blown sprinting, while for Carl, this wasn't very fast, but it was the best he could do.
Damn it, yes! That is the best I can do!
Damn it, where the hell is that Hokage place?
Sights? Okay. His sights landed upon the Hokage Mountains that Naruto Kid was talking about.
Is that the orange freak cleaning
those... That there Naruto Kid.
Is that the orange freak cleaning up the mountains?
Flashback!
After a rather painful meal at the ramen stand, Carl was laying on the...
Oh, we already fucking read this. Just skip it.
No, gotta read it.
It's a flashback, Steve-o. Of course it already happened.
Yes, but it already happened that we read it already tonight.
Don't care. Gotta read it. It's written. We gotta read it.
So shall it be written. So shall it be read.
Oh god, the pain!
Yeah. It's like trying to skip the author's note. You can't.
Well, you can. You get drinking penalties.
Yeah, fine.
Carl didn't understand it. It'd been slapped plenty of times and never heard as freaking much. Were all women in this universe super strong or something?
Also, this is a drink for everybody because it is retreading previous material.
I did, actually. I was here when this happened. Oi, Carl, it's getting pretty late. I'm gonna go to bed. I need to get up early to pull off this prank I've been preparing.
The prank?
Yeah, I'm gonna paint all over the Hokage monuments. Won't it be awesome?
No.
Or that's not a question. Won't it be awesome? Like, exclamation point.
Radical!
Carl just muttered something under his breath that sounded something along the lines of...
Friggin' idiot.
Naruto put on his nightcap. His nice cap.
That's a nice cap.
I tried saying nightcap, but it kept coming out nice cap. And bid Carl good night.
Yeah, good night, jackass.
Carl said, muttering the last part. And flashback!
Thank goodness.
No, that's not what he says.
Oh yeah, that friggin'
drink.
Fuck!
The rage in that fuck.
Foiled by my own rules!
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Ah! Oh yeah, that friggin' prank he was talking about!
Carl sighed, seeing a bench a few yards away. Carl decided to take a bit of a rest.
Oh, yeah, my feet are friggin' tired.
Cloud-gazing wasn't the type of... That wasn't me. Cloud-gazing wasn't the type of thing that Carl would do, but he found it quite relaxing.
Ooh, that cloud looks like some huge knockers! Yeah, baby! That one looks like a plate of spicy wings.
Carl sighed.
Those two are similar things.
Yeah.
I could go for some of those right now.
There's no right. No.
It's fine.
Getting off the Getting off of the bench, Carl decided to take another path at finding the Hokage's house or whatever.
It's friggin' huge. How is it so hard to find?
Looking around... Oh, man, Arthur, you really need to get a thesaurus or some shit.
Chris?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? He needs a fucking, like, dictionary of synonyms or in... Synonyms!
Cinnamons?
Yes. A dictionary of cinnamons. Yes. Yeah, a thesaurus and all those fucking tools.
Thesaurus Rex?
Yes. The best. That's the best.
What are you doing?
Are you reading?
I was gonna and then you see, stop me.
Come on!
Okay, I'm gonna read now, okay?
I'm about to read. Are you about to read?
Yes, I'm about to read.
Damn it!
Like, I'm about to. About now, though.
I didn't miss you!
Are you about to read?
Yes! I'm ready to read, guys. Okay, I'm about to read, okay? I'm gonna read now.
Bitch!
Looking around the busy village as he was walking down the streets of Konoha, Carl was fantasizing about Miss November, whipped cream covering her most intimate areas.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'll lick that cream off your nipples. Oh, that's some good...
Noticing everyone staring at him, Carl realized his blunder.
Did I just say that out loud?
We're the Aqua Teens, in two words!
It was... me, what? Not... me!
With that, Shay collapsed, fatigue taking best of him, giving him a break he'd only run 50 yards. What? That sentence. Sentence. What?
I think that's supposed to be a period, not a comma.
Seconds later, Frylock and Meatwad had caught up.
Frylock.
Right. Frylock. Shake, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know anymore.
Hey, fellas, me and Boxer are hungry. Do we got any weenies?
I got a weenie for you.
Frylock sighed.
No, I'm sorry, Meatwad. We don't have any food.
Meatwad started crying.
We are food!
Frylock.
But hey, calm down, Meatwad. We can find some food.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
I love his 180-degree turn.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was going to have fun next time I read.
Yeah!
Giving Meatwad his trademark toothy grin, Frylock knew he had calmed down. Calmed him down.
Calmed him down, yep.
Yeah, hey, I'll calm you right down.
Picking Shake up, Frylock continued onward, looking for any civilization.
Hey, is that some kind of town or something?
As he continued onwards, Frylock couldn't be any more sure.
That is a town. Maybe we can get some food there. Meatwad. That's, it's a... Oh, no, that is a comma. It just looks like a period. Yes.
Meatwad.
Oh, sorry.
Do it one more time, Dave.
It was turning into a Meatwad.
I absolutely love this train wreck, if only for the Frylock.
Meatwad.
Hooray!
Valerie!
What? Making their way to the entrance, they were immediately stopped by two guards. Whispering to themselves, Izumo and Kotetsu were more than confused.
What the hell are these guys?
We're whispering, and I don't know, but they don't look like a threat.
No, but they look like food for Kami's sake.
You suck at whispering.
Frylock raised an eyebrow.
You know, I can hear you.
Because he was shouting!
Damn!
Good job, babe. Way to read ahead.
Jumping back in surprise, Izumo and Koetsu. Someone,
is it Koetsu or Koetsu?
No, it's spells.
It's supposed to be Koetsu, but the person ran out of T's, apparently. Mm. Tried to defend themselves.
There's a finite amount. Gomen, just tell us what your business here is.
That's a hard thing to
cough.
You see, we don't have any quote unquote business here. We're just looking for a place to stay and eat.
Do you got winners?
Shut up, Meatwad.
Frylock whispered. Yes. Frylock whispered. Kudetsu narrowed his eyes.
Are you, three ninjas?
No. Do we look like ninjas?
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Oh, wow. He went full, Souter.
Yeah, he went full Paula Deen. You never go full Paula Deen.
All right, the cholesterol would get you.
For the better on.
Now pour more butter on.
Yeah, now just pour even more butter on and store it in the fridge underneath two plates of butter.
And just add butter.
Yep. Now just to change things up, just grab it, your tub of lard.
This is gonna take...
What, Carl?
There it is.
Carl, after hours of searching, finally found the Okage Tower.
About friggin' time!
Opening the front door instead of politely knocking, Carl rudely barged in on Sarutobi working on his daily load of paperwork, although Sarutobi would probably refer to it as...
saving him from the evil that is paperwork.
What the hell do I do now?
Sarutobi scratched his goatee. His goatee? His goatee?
His goatee!
And
his goatee!
His goatee!
Yes, his goatee.
Yes.
Let's go with that. And got out of his chair.
What exactly do you mean?
I mean, where do I work, eat, and I can't live with that orange freak for much longer. I'll either kill him or kill myself.
Sarutobi chuckled.
Yes, Naruto-kun. Quite a handful sometimes.
Here.
Trust me, you'll get...
You'll get what? Used to what? I can't hear you.
Bitch, I said you'll get used to him.
Thank you.
It just dropped.
Thank you, Logan-kun.
Logan-kun. Ouch. With that, Sarutobi took a puff of his pipe and then continued.
I said, bitch, if you want a job, there's numerous fields of work in this village. What kind of job did you have before you came here?
I work out at the home.
When did he become Dolomite?
Excuse me?
I work out of the home.
So by that, do you mean that you used to do all your work at your home?
Thank you, New Jersey.
Carl rubbed his head in frustration.
Yes, can I friggin' do that now?
Sarutobi took another puff of his pipe then sighed.
I'm afraid there's aren't any paying jobs that you can do at home, unless you want to clean other people's homes.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'd rather kill myself than shove my hands up someone's crapper.
Are you talking the toilet or the butthole?
Yeah.
Both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
I've seen enough of that internet rule 30 whatever stuff to know that it's basically no difference in this anime universe.
Valerie! Yes! Go! Beat!
But I was waiting for Steve-O to shut his fucking mouth.
Never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
No.
Never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Never gonna happen.
Sarutobi was interrupted by a cry of "Never gonna happen." Never gonna happen.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Oh,
both of you. Hokage-sama!
Yo, somebody's not pulling their weight.
It's because he's trying to lose you.
Zumo-san, Kotetsu-san, what seems to be the problem?
These three people want entrance into the village. Apparently, they don't know about ninja villages.
Ninja?
Ninja? Ninja! Yes!
I feel like you may have meant to say a different word.
Ninja.
Ninja. Ninji. Ninji villages.
Yes. With that said, Frylock, Shake, and Meatwad stepped up. All three of their eyes almost popped out of their sockets.
Whoa!
Carl!
Well, it's supposed to be Meatwad, Shake, and Frylock at the same
yes.
time.
Yes, so 3, 2, 1. Carl! Oh. Come on! Guys.
I said my line!
Chapter 3! Disclaimer! Download Naruto or ATHF.
What's up, Dave?
It said you're an anagram for Gears of War. Aware frogs.
Oh, war frogs.
Aware frogs.
Oh, aware frogs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Frogs that are aware of the situation.
Okay. Disclaimer. Don't own Naruto or ATHF. Note. Some OCC-ness.
Out of character
ness in this chapter, but only really for Naruto.
Yes.
Naruto. New root.
In parenthesis, don't worry, he's not going to be so emo godly Mary Sue with some massive harem. Trust
Damn
me.
It.
Damn it! Oh,
why even bother?
That's like the only thing I like when OC-ness happens.
Good thing about fanfics.
All right, so, Carl.
Can I take us aside real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so did you ever hear this? It was like a long-running audio series called The Real Otaku Heroes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. I've never heard of that.
All right, so The Real Otaku Heroes was a parody of those Bud Light commercials that were like the Real Men of Genius commercials. And one of their things they had was Mr. Anime Fanfiction Writer. It's like, only you with your godlike strength and animal magnetism can get all of the women and solve all of the problems. Oh, you're so good! That was my aside. I'm done.
So back to this. I like how they have like five different text variations for ways that you're supposed to say things, and I guarantee you we're going to forget it as soon as we scroll past that.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember, in Japan, everything runs on a ramen currency.
Kyle was speechless, to say the least. Oh. At the least.
Oh no.
Oh,
oh god, no!
Hey, Carl! Long time no see!
Shake said. Obvious to Carl's
oblivious.
Complete distance for him. Oblivious. That's what I'm correcting myself!
Oblivion. Elder Scrolls 4.
Da-da-dum, da-da-dum,
da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
He died, and then he was dead!
Yep. Sounds about right.
You can finish.
Sarutobi cleared his throat and decided to interfere.
Excuse me, what are your names?
Frylock spoke next.
That ball of meat is called Meatwad. The cup-like guy is Master Shake, and I am Frylock.
Sarutobi scratched his chin in deep thought.
I do have to say, you do a pretty good Frylock for not knowing the character at all.
I'm telling you, the voice is...
It's because you're black.
You're right. No, Brogan is secretly black.
Audi knew it first. He outed me on the internet.
Audi outed you?
Yep.
Yeah, he got me. Such strange names. They're obviously from the same world as Carl. How interesting. It seems you know Carl here. Do you know how you came here? We were sucked into a vortex of some kind.
They got sucked into that freak hole too, huh?
Where Carl's thought... The wise... Carl's thought... It's apparently a bit harder for me. Apparently S's don't like gum. The wise Okage took a puff of his pipe. A scent of tobacco filled the air.
I doubt you could all stay with Naruto-kun.
Carl was silently praying.
Oh, please let the 49ers beat the Giants. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, friggin' God!
So, Frylock, Master Shake, and Meatwad can stay at the Uchiha complex. Only one Uchiha remains, so it shouldn't be a big deal.
I would say that you could pronounce it as Uchiha.
I'm not that chipper when I read about Naruto.
Fine.
Carl started banging his head against the wall in frustration.
Damn it.
And going through it because it's only rice paper.
Damn it.
Sarutobi looked at Carl quickly.
Simpsons, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
Is there something
Simpsons
the
did it.
Nothing.
Carl said even...
Try that again.
I said, oh no, nothing.
Every word dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah.
Sorry, Red.
Oh no, nothing.
There you go.
There you go.
Fuck
said,
all
every
y'all.
Word dripping with sarcasm.
Why can't they stay with the orange freak and I can't stay by myself?
Can't frickin'.
I said...
You said can't stay by...
Why can't they with the orange freak?
You missed the word again.
Shut up!
Why can't they with the orange freak?
Why can't they with the orange freak?
Why can't they stay with the orange freak and I can't frickin' stay by myself? I hate you!
A long silence ensued until... Shake broke into laughter.
Nice
joke. Broke out in laughter.
Nice joke, Carl. You can stay there with us if you want.
Sarutobi raised an eyebrow to this and glanced at Carl.
No.
There's Carl mouthed to Sarutobi, nodding and understanding, he said.
I'm afraid that's not possible, but Carl will still have to live with Naruto-kun.
Just great.
Later that night! Wow, I even heard the echo. Naruto and Iruka were eating ramen and conversing about the academy students' earlier exploit.
Naruto.
I'm afraid he's gonna die in this bowl of ramen. Naruto,
you're still eating ramen?
But while are they not eating ramen?
The only food Naruto eats.
It says they're eating ramen. I was paying attention.
Yeah. Naruto looked up at its sensei, the man he thought of as a brother.
Why did you do it? You know who the Hokages are?
Oh. We can go
you
with that.
You damn Hokage!
Hokages! I thought those were Hokages!
Hokage. I only know what a Hokage is.
Hokages are.
Hokage!
Iruka said in disappointment. Naruto finished his bite and said,
yes, the Hokages are the best ninja in the village. They command everyone's respect, and that's why I'm going to be Hokage too.
I love it. Iruka just stared silently as Naruto delivered his speech. Silence ensued for a while as they continued their meals, that is, until Naruto spoke up.
Nay, Iruka-sensei.
Naruto said, shyly, Iruka looked at him and grunted in response. So basically,
can I borrow your Hitai Ite, please?
Oh, that's kinky.
Iruka laughed.
That was supposed to be a laugh.
So that's why you took your goggles off?
I want more ramen!
Nani!
I'm so confused about their whole interaction.
Dear Chica Complex!
Come in!
Uchika Sasuke was not a very happy child. 5 years ago, his brother, someone he had... Yes, 5 years ago.
Ego!
Ego waffles.
I could go for some waffles right now. Someone he had looked up to and trusted had massacred his entire clan, massacred his entire clan, leaving little old Sasuke by himself in his own revenge-crazed world. But that wasn't what was bothering him right now. He had just lost a special edition of Icha Yaoi Paradise.
Oh, Yaoi.
Yep, I know about that from somewhere.
And who will befall anyone who hindered the search for his beloved man porn?
Wait, you didn't know about that shit before South Park?
I did not. I don't go looking up weird stuff on the internet,
that's
Logan.
That's not weird, that's normal.
I hear somebody knocking at the door.
Hard and difficult to believe.
Someone knocking.
Maybe he's not home. I'm not gonna say it a third time.
Rylek wondered. They had been knocking for 10 minutes already.
Hey, Uchiha guy, let us in now or I'm gonna...
Shake stuff for a minute. Think.
Damn, what could I do? I'm gonna get really pissed!
Sasuke sighed in defeat and decided to open his door, something he'd very soon regret. As the door started opening, Shake looked at Fry's luck smugly.
See, it just took some of my genius and now he's opening the door! Oh, sorry. There.
Shake boasted. Frylock just ignored him and set his eyes on the young Uchiha. Sasuke.
Who are you?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Came the drastically monotone voice of
somebody
Uchiha
put
Sasuke.
That gif of Citizen Kane with the slow clap. That fucking beautiful thing.
Can you make this quick? I'm busy.
Well, the Hokage said that all of us were to live with you.
Meatwad looked up at him and said,
"You were at a pool, bro? Me and Boxer when we were screaming."
Sasuke looked at Meatwad, then at Frylock and then at Shake.
Wait, what the hell?
Sasuke rubbed his eyes furiously. He couldn't have been talking to food items, could he? Taking another look, he realized he had been indeed talking to food items.
Your food.
So, what's your point?
What's Shake's reply?
About the emotional depth of a plastic bag.
Technically, I am a drink, not food, so get your facts straight.
How are you talking?
Frylock cough.
Look, we can discuss this at a different time. That's a question mark?
Yep.
Oh, can we discuss this at a different time? The leader of this village, the Hokage, or whatever the hell he said, told us we could live with you, okay?
I hate this! It's making me cry!
I love it! I love it because of that!
Hokage. Hokage.
Is that like his wife?
Hokage.
Nicholas Hokage.
He's a prostitute living on the streets of Miami.
Beautiful. Giving the young Avenger the document with the signed Diamond's official seal on it, Sasuke begrudgingly accepted.
Okay, whoever you are, just go choose what house you want to stay in. And remember, do not bother me.
Sasuke said in a cold undertone. He desperate to go back to searching for his beloved yaoi.
Okay, maybe. See you tomorrow.
Sasuke just grit his teeth and forced a smile.
Yes, and I'll see you tomorrow, Eika.
Do you all not Japan?
No, I don't
understand
Japan
more than any of these people here.
Steve-o, I barely English. How can you not speak Japan?
She does barely English. And with that, I gotta get started, ready to get ready for bed. So I gotta bounce to the animal class.
Oh, really?
Who's gonna be our awesome?
Can we get to the
work in the morning?
All right, fine. Good night, Dave.
Take care.
Good night. Love y'all.
Now that he's gone,
I get to be Meatwad.
Saying the last part under his breath, Sasuke slammed his door shut and continued his long search. Frylock looked around and said,
"Well, I guess it's time to pick a house. Which one should we live in?"
We should get one with a pool and a TV,
Shake said.
Oh, and it should be cable TV too.
The cup added, how could anyone live without cable? I don't know, we do.
I do too.
I do as well.
The Hokage Tower!
Hokage Tower.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Hokage Tower!
So how long do you think he'll last?
Who's Sasuke or the fat guy? Fat guy?
The fat guy is probably Carl.
Carl, the fat man? The big fat guy?
Yeah, that's part of the...
The Hokage was currently conversing with none other than Hatake Kakashi, the famous or infamous, depending on your allegiances, Kopinin. He was a Xerox employee or some shit?
Yeah, you got it.
With over 1,000 jutsu under his belt, he was forced to be reckoned with. So why, may you ask, was he engaged in such a trivial conversation while reading porn? Easy. He's a lazy ass.
I'm gonna revamp the voice. Sasuke, given his nature, will probably end up killing those food guys if he doesn't end up killing himself.
Naruto being noted in agreement.
I'm surprised the bald guy hasn't done anything to Naruto yet.
Sarutobi chuckled. A quick temper and Naruto did not go well together.
How long do you give him?
2 days.
Konoha Ninja Academy!
We will now start the final exam.
Iruka's voice rang throughout the whole classroom, and immediately every student's attention was on him.
If your name is called, come to the classroom next door. The subject will be Bunshin, not Jutsu.
It's so wrong.
Not everyone was optimistic.
It's the one thing I suck at.
Naruto thought.
I have to do this.
Narofopop. Yeah.
It sounds like a lollipop, a Narofopop.
Yep. Getting prepared for his performance, Iruka and Mizuki were at attention, forming a hand seal. In puff of smoke, a somewhat, shall we say, fucked up Naruto clone appeared beside him.
You failed!
Thanks, Macho Man Savage!
Hey, it was loud enough for Naruto to fall over.
It was so beautiful, the microphone couldn't take it all. Naruto fell over.
Iruka-sensei, his movements and stamina are good, and he did replicate
Now, this Naruto brightened.
Yeah, Iruka-sensei, listen to him. He may be a fag, but he's alright.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Author, whoa! Like first it. Retarded and now fag?
Nani! Nani!
Don't worry, sensei. I accept ya. Just don't go touching me.
Wow!
Mizuki wasn't very happy, but decided to restrain himself.
I need him for my plan. Don't do anything stupid.
Yuck, yuck.
Whoa. Iruka coughed.
Not vomited, coughed.
Well, enough with the colorful dialogue, Naruto. I'm sorry, but you failed.
The Uchiha Complex!
Oh, so, what is the burn?
Just channel surfing is all. There aren't many good shows here.
Frylock was in the kitchen unloading groceries he had purchased earlier.
Hey, what's on the TV?
Meatwood asked.
I'll tell you what's on the TV, the back of my hand! Now come closer!
Okay. Ow! What'd you do that for?
Shake, what did you do to Meatwad?
Frylock asked, already knowing the answer.
Nothing! He's making it up, right, Meatwad?
No, I'm not. You hit me.
Shut up! I was not born on this earth to listen to me!
Author's note. Couldn't resist. XD. Frylock sighed, clearly frustrated with the two's antics.
Listen, Shake, just apologize for what you did to Meatwad.
Yes. Thank you, Frylock. I love you.
Shake looked at both of them.
Shake Lookie.
Oh yeah, Lookie. Luke.
That's Luke.
It's like Luke.
It's Luke.
Yep, Luke. At both of them.
Why don't you go make out then if you love him so much? Gay boys!
A lot of really,
very derogatory.
This author has a
bit of a problem.
Shut the hell up, Shake. Meatwad didn't mean it that way. Did you, Meatwad?
That's period, not a question.
Well, I'm gonna edit it because that's fucking stupid.
I love you like a mama, Frylock.
Mean like a dad, right?
What?
Love me like a father, not a mother.
You're a boy, Frylock? Well, gosh, I didn't know that.
Shake laughed at their predicament.
Frylock sure as hell is a girl. Ain't me one!
Shut the fuck up, Shake.
Naruto and Carl's apartment! Carl's finally happy. Yes, the eternally frustrated Carl had finally found something to live for.
Yes, free Cinemax!
Relaxing on his extremely comfortable recliner. Author's note, I don't know if Naruto had one, but who cares, it's my story. With a bowl of popcorn on his right side and a six-pack on his left.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, bring on the entertainment!
And with that, the power went out.
Oh no! Oh hell no! This ain't happening!
Carl leaped from his chair, took a sip of his beer and a handful of popcorn. Carl?
I know. I'm gathering myself.
Don't read ahead, Steve-O. Just do it.
I've never heard Carl be positive in my life, so I have to figure out how to do this. Oh, okay.
A lot of pent-up anger. Like,
now it's Carl's time to shine! To the fuse box!
Insert Batman music from the Adam West.
Wham!
Carl!
Boobies! Titties! Titties! Titties!
T-Fox! Alright, you're gonna read?
I already did. Alright. What do we got here now? Beautiful.
Opening the fuse box, Carl started to fiddle with the panels.
Damn it, it's different from the normal ones.
This was indeed a difficult challenge for our bald hero.
Wait, I'm the hero?
Will he fix the power? Will he watch Cinemax? Will his popcorn go cold? Find out this and more next time on Carl's Frickin' Ninja Adventure. Carl's a thing! Yes. Chapter 4. Disclaimer, I don't know Naruto or ATHF. Yay, I'm not dead, really, just lazy. Here's the latest.
Chapter 4 he mentions that, not one.
Yeah.
Oh no, he actually,
I thought he owned it this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yay, I'm not dead, just lazy. Here's the latest chapter of CFNA. Enjoy, and don't flame or you'll kill Mr. Bubbles. Oh, also thanks for the reviews.
Not Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Browse.
Also, some OOC on Sasuke's part, and if you think it's bashing, then you're a homophobe.
What's with all the homophobia?
I don't know.
Just don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
No.
Naruto.
Don't touch me.
Naruto.
What? Oh.
Naruto.
God damn it.
Yeah. No, that's not what he... Oh, yes, that's what he says. A small... A small rock skidded across the empty street now obscured by the shadow of an uncharacteristically solid ninja known as Uzumaki Naruto.
Yeah, you said Uzumaki! And also you learned to English. Good job, Val.
Rock your roll!
Well, isn't that learning to Japanese?
Damn it! Fuck!
Stupid Iruka sensei. He acts like I'm the only one, or I'm the one who gave him herpes.
What? What?
Iruka has herpes?
You heard me. Oh, wait.
That's my fucking line.
That's the line. That's the line. I'm with it.
Valerie! Valerie!
I didn't. Yes! Snapping out of his train of thought, Naruto turned around to face none other than Mizuki, an academic sensei slash jealous friend slash traitor slash closet homosexual. And I was drinking!
Acceptable.
Hey, I'm not gay!
Mizuki sensei, who are you talking to?
That asshole of an author.
What? Fourth wall, it is broken!
It hurts my feelings.
So many burps.
Let's just say... Was concerned. What? Sentence, please? How to sentence?
Naruto, let's just say, was concerned.
There's no extra comma.
The punctuation is wrong, but that's a good sentence.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, whatever.
It's also because your husband reformatted this fic, so
yeah.
The punctuation will be fucked up.
Yeah. Right, Naruto.
Mizuki sensei, are you, well, on something? Like acid? Do you have any more?
Receiving nothing but a grunt for a response, Naruto... yeah, that too. That works too. Naruto changed the subject.
What did you come here for, sensei? The nudie bars?
Like protein bars?
No.
No.
Well, I...
No, wait. Sorry. I meant the men's only ones over there.
Naruto said innocently, pointing to Konoha's token gay bar.
This is gonna be a long night. Listen, Naruto, I came to offer you another chance to pass the beginning exam.
Really? It isn't just a chance to get me to steal a forbidden scroll, in which you can use to gain lots of power, and I learn a new move from and get punished for inadvertently letting you defect? Because Iruka-sensei warned me about that.
That's an oddly specific warning.
Yeah, no, it's almost like it's taken directly from the first chapter.
Yep. Mizuki was speechless.
You've gotta be kidding me. Well, essentially yes, but this is a magic scroll.
Wow, I'm sold.
Naruto dashed off at impressive speeds, out of sight. Mizuki snickered.
Well, that was easy.
It wasn't until later that night that Mizuki realized he forgot to tell Naruto the instructions.
God damn it.
Uchiha complex! Logan, you're so into this character.
Yes, it's very fun.
Who's gonna read Sasuke?
Oh, that would be Beth.
Mr. Bubbles, I'm home!
You're supposed to be monotone.
Far too chipper.
Think like dead inside.
You don't know who Sasuke is?
That doesn't matter. Just think
anything you see on C-SPAN 2.
Yeah.
Mr. Bubbles, I'm home.
Yes, perfect!
Mr. Bubbles put your balls in my mouth.
Put your balls in my mouth.
Pretty much.
Bucket, bubbles.
Fuck it.
Bubbles have come.
Very few things Sasuke looked forward to. The latest Yaoi Icha Icha Playgirl periodical releases and coming home to his beloved kitten, Mr. Bubbles.
Oh, looks like you got an owie there, Mr. Bubbles. You want me to kiss it?
Oh,
some say that if you look into the eyes of a cat, it will pierce through even the fiercest of men's soul and kill them. Those people are fucking morons.
Me, yeah.
No, Mr. Bubbles is Val.
Oh, really?
Meow.
I'm taking it.
There you go, Mr. Bubbles. All better. Now let's go make some tea and snuggle up for the Gilmore Girls.
Mr. Bubbles' eyes glowed in delight.
Yes.
Yes, Gilmore Girls.
Hey, jackass! Pipe down in there! I'm trying to watch TV!
Sasuke clenched his fists and barely controlled rage. It's the cup. Marching down the halls and making his way to the door, Sasuke was gonna teach this food item a lesson.
Listen, you. I really do.
Yeah, yeah, great. I don't care. Just shut up and let me watch. Hey, are those chocolates?
Hi, they're expensive Swiss chocolates. They're a great delicacy, and I'd appreciate if you... What the hell are you doing?
Sawyer was not pretty. She was face-first in the chocolate, inhaling every trace of sugar and cocoa, devouring the treats in seconds.
You just ate my chocolate.
Now listen, kid. I didn't eat your chocolate, but I'm a detective, so I can find out who the culprit is for a price.
Scene deleted, deemed too graphic for a T-rated story.
Ooh.
In parenthesis.
In parenthesis. Hey, Shake, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Ass rape.
Naruto's apartment!
Carl was pretty happy around there. A beer in one hand, a remote in the other, he had finally found a way to fix the fuse box and found himself quietly relaxing and watching the Lingerie football game.
Damn, they haven't even gotten started on the season yet on Earth! Kick ass!
Carl took a sip of his beer and turned the volume up.
Oh baby, this is the best day of my life! A six-pack, ramen, and chicks playing football in the underwear. Yes!
2 hours later...
Oh boy, I'm hungry.
Carl looked through all the cupboards and found nothing.
Damn it! I shouldn't have eaten all that ramen. Why the hell do you taste so good?
A book caught Carl's eye.
Chinese takeout. Yum yum. Carl doesn't say yum yum.
You the yum yum.
Damn it.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Looking up the number as quick as he could, he took a double take.
What the hell?
Apparently, Carl does not know Kenji. Poor Carl.
Flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop,
flop. That forest slash shed place where Naruto uses the Forbidden Scroll.
Okay, let's see here. Words. Kage Bunch Bunch Bushin!
Naruto gave himself a pat on the back for this is achievement.
Yeah. What the hell does that do?
3 hours later.
Oh, so that's why it's called a shadow clone. I get it. This sure is hard.
2 more hours later.
Naruto, what the hell are you doing?
Huh? Inuka-sensei, I learned a new move so I can become a ninja now.
Naruto, what are you talking about?
Well, Mizuki-sensei said that if I steal this magic scroll, learn a move, give it back to him, and then escape, let him escape and defect from the village, I can become a real boy! I mean, ninja. I can become a real ninja.
Naruto, what did I tell you about this situation before?
But sensei, this is a magic scroll!
Iruka looked surprised and didn't feel shy about showing it.
Really?
Yeah, really!
Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, what's Izuka?
I'm sorry, that's supposed to be Iruka, my bad.
Oh, right, that's why I was confused.
My bad!
I'm
sorry!
All right.
Steve-o,
just be back home and don't get too close to Mizuki! He has AIDS!
Mizuki coughed at this.
Yeah, I don't know who Mizuka is.
No, Mizuki.
No, that doesn't say
God
Mizuki.
Damn it, shut up! I was drunk! I mean, eating! I mean, I don't know!
He's eating drunks!
I'm right behind you, herpes boy.
Gasp!
Naruto, you promised you wouldn't tell!
Gomen-sensei?
Naruto's apartment! What happened to Carl's part?
Hey, Carl, I'm back!
Naruto yell.
Oh, great, I was just so worried about you. What the hell do you want?
I just came back to my apartment, that's all. What are you eating?
Nothing for you, so don't ask.
Naruto scratched his forehead and then shrugged.
Whatever, I'll just make some ramen.
Oh, about that. I kinda ate all the ramen there because it tastes good. No harm, no foul.
The aura radiating around Naruto was like none other. Even Kyuubi, whatever, himself would tremble in fear from such a fearful present.
Naruto.
Oh, no one eats my ramen!
Oh, jeez!
Uchiha complex!
Oh, you know, Mr. Bubbles, I think today was an eventful day.
Meow.
Yeah, I became a genin, which we got to watch Gilmore Girls. I kicked that cup's ass, and Naruto, what the hell happened to Naruto anyway?
What, Naruto?
Say uncle! Oh, no, say uncle!
Oh, Jesus, uncle, uncle, uncle!
Sasuke!
Burr, sorry I asked.
Sasuke gently strokes his beloved Mr. Bubbles and smiles softly at his purrs.
Let's purr. Just hope tomorrow purr. Will be even better.
Purr.
Yawn. Well, good night, my sweet prince.
Meow. And with that, the end of the day came, but not for one new Kunoichi, for she had witnessed this whole touching scene. She was known as Haruno Sakura, famous Sasuke fangirl / molester, but that, my friends, is a story for another day.
Sakura? What the?
Anyone awake would have heard the ear-piercing screams through Konoha. Unlucky bastard.
And that, my friends, is the end of this.
God, that was so dumb.
That was really dumb. This is why it's on Friday Night Fanfiction. So, with that, I would like to say thank you to everybody in the chat. Holy crap, there's a lot of people in the chat. They're posting sexy ramen pictures!
Yep.
Yeah!
It was kind of distracting.
Oh, well.
You missed the egg stuff, though, so good for you.
There was egg stuff, but... Oh no, why did I scroll up?
I like the...
Zora!
I like the guy in the jet.
Princess Ruto, what is wrong? What are you doing? So thank you.
Like, baiting in pasta is actually, like, a fetish.
Apparently.
For a lot of people. Yeah,
so that's one scene from Patch Adams, the movie that was a terrible movie, where the grandma got in the bathtub full of noodles?
No!
Anyways, thank you to everybody in the chat room. Disambiguity, Epicenter, Funk, who's also a guest, Chirichkin, who's also a host, screw it, Mana, Sean, Sketchlings, Trench, Vilecat, damn it. And Wolf Boy, and also David.
So bad at this!
I am! And Lotta T. And thank you to our guests, Eric and Beth. Thank you very much for coming on. I hope you had a fun time.
Yay!
Eric, I hope you recover from your suddenly dying syndrome.
What? Yes.
And with that, this concludes the normal portion of Friday Night Fanfiction Season 3. Next week, we will be beginning our long fic. You guys will find out what that is next week. So, from all of us here to all of you, happy 2016, and we'll catch you later.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.